Good morning, this is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma continues to be a deadly hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, moving just south of the southeastern Bahamas. It's currently located about 405 miles southeast of Miami, moving off now to the west-northwest at 14 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are still at 150 miles per hour, and Hurricane Irma is expected to continue moving west-northwestward for the next couple of days. For the next day or so, and then make a northward turn on late Saturday and Saturday night and approach the Florida Keys and eventually move over the southern Florida Peninsula as a Category 4 hurricane early Sunday, and then continue moving northward up the Florida Peninsula on Sunday night into Monday, and then move into the southeastern U.S. as a weakening tropical depression. We have several life-threatening hazards in association with Irma. First is we are expecting the core of a major hurricane to make landfall in the Florida Keys and in South Florida early Sunday, and that's going to bring potentially catastrophic wind damage and a wind hazard to those areas. While there is uncertainty in the timing and where the exact location of the core of Irma's winds will go, everyone in this hurricane warning area in South Florida should prepare as if they're going to receive the core winds of a major hurricane. We are also expecting hurricane winds to spread northward through much of the Florida Peninsula, regardless of the exact track that Irma's center takes, because the hurricane is quite large. Hurricane force winds extend out more than 70 miles from the center of the storm. So we've now extended hurricane watches northward along the east coast of Florida to the Volusia-Flagler County line and along the west coast to Anclote River. We're also expecting a dangerous storm surge hazard along the Florida East and Gulf coasts. We're particularly concerned now about the southwest coast of Florida, this area for near Naples and farther south, where we could see isolated storm surge inundation values as high as 6 to 12 feet above ground level. Even if the center of Irma passes to the east, we'll expect strong northwesterly winds on the backside of Irma that will drive water from the Gulf of Mexico into that very vulnerable location for storm surge in southwest Florida. In terms of preparations, we expect tropical storm conditions to arrive in the Florida Keys during the day on Saturday and then progress northward through the state. So at this point, today in South Florida and the Keys is your last full day to prepare before tropical storm conditions begin tomorrow. So everybody in an evacuation area that's been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please heed that advice and make all necessary preparations for Irma in the next 24 hours before the tropical storm conditions begin. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 11 a.m. update on Irma.